New York Times, Hamas hoards while Gazans scrounge for fuel, food, water. By Joel B. Polak on October 28, 2023. The New York Times, hardly a pro-Israel outlet, has reported that the Palestinian Hamas terrorist group is hoarding essential supplies while ordinary civilians in Gaza scrounge for fuel, food, and water, confirming a charge Israel has made for weeks. The Times reported Friday. As supplies of virtually every basic human necessity dwindle in Gaza, one group in the besieged enclave remains well-stocked, Hamas. Arab and Western officials say there is substance to Israeli claims of Hamas stockpiling supplies, including desperately needed food and fuel. Hamas, they say, has spent years building dozens of kilometers of tunnels under the strip where it has amassed stores of virtually everything needed for a drawn-out fight. It is a reality that Israel may soon find itself grappling with if it makes good on its threat to invade Gaza. Hamas has hundreds of thousands of gallons of fuel for vehicles and rockets, caches of ammunition, explosives and materials to make more, and stockpiles of food, water and medicine, the officials said. A senior Lebanese official said Hamas, which is estimated to number between 35,000 and 40,000, had enough stocked away to keep fighting for 3 to 4 months without resupply. Israel has allowed a limited amount of humanitarian aid to enter Gaza but has refused to allow fuel to enter, saying that Hamas has plenty to distribute to the Palestinian population, and that Hamas will seize any new fuel for its own military purposes. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.